This is Greg Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Sam Graves, represents the Show Me State's 6th Congressional District, and he's also just recently been named the chairman of the House Small Business Committee, with Republicans returning to the majority. So with small businesses being the drivers of our economy and the keys to creating new jobs, what will this committee be focusing on as it begins its work? And Congressman, it's a great thrill to have you back, and congratulations on your chairmanship.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that.
In addition to some of the things that we've already heard about, perhaps rolling back the president's health care bill, which the speaker calls a job killer, and that's actually in the title of the bill, and some of the other things like cap and trade that never got in the old Congress, making sure that doesn't happen, what are some of the proactive steps your committee's ready to take here?
Well, we're going to take an aggressive look at the rules and regulations that are stifling small business. You mentioned the 1099 reporting rule that was forced on businesses when it comes to filling out all of that paperwork. And we're also going to be taking a look at those programs that are essentially preventing small businesses from creating jobs. I mean, it's a myriad of things. And the biggest thing that government can do for small businesses right now is get out of the way and give some certainty to small businesses when it comes to their taxes, when it comes to the regulation that's out there. We're going to be taking a look at the EPA and some of the things that they are doing through their regulatory authority outside of Congress, some of the things that some of the other departments are doing, the administration is doing, that's really killing jobs and preventing, or at least stopping businesses from expanding.
In terms of these regulations, are some of these regulations that have been around for a while and with a struggling economy seem much more of an obstacle, or are a lot of these coming from just the last Congress or two?
A lot of these are coming, and the majority of them actually are coming from the last Congress, from this administration. The administration gets very frustrated when things like cap and trade don't get passed. So what they tried to do is then they take the EPA and they just start implementing some of these things through their own authority without even going through Congress or going through statutory authority, which is actually passing a law or passing a bill that becomes law. They just do it through regulation. And they implement it on their own, and it's stifling small business growth throughout this country. We're going to be taking a look at a lot of those things.
And so if it's coming from departments rather than legislation, do you basically need specific legislation to repeal these decisions made by bureaucrats? How does that process work?
Well, with the administration obviously in a position where they can veto anything, what we want to do is just defund it or not fund it through the appropriations process. We just won't spend the money or allow money to be spent implementing whatever particular regulation is that they are putting forth.
And what are you hearing from small businesses in terms of other issues, mainly the fiscal climate? Obviously, we saw the tax cut compromise at the end of last year. It was a two-year extension. Some say that's enough certainty, at least for a little while. Others say no, making it permanent would have made a huge difference. How do you view all that, and what other fiscal priorities do you have?
Well, obviously, making it permanent would make a huge difference. Now, 2 years at least provides 2 years worth of certainty to those small businesses when it comes to their planning and trying to determine what it is that they're going to do in terms of expansion and that sort of thing. But we want to continue to try to push to make those tax policies permanent. We're also going to be taking a look at a variety of things when it comes to credit availability. That's still an issue out there when it comes to regulators that are clamping down on banks and trying to get banks not to loan as much or require more equity to be able to borrow the same amount of, at least when it comes to operating loans. We're going to be taking a look at that, and that's obviously a financial issue that is affecting businesses when it comes to new startups and when it comes to expansion. Or even in some cases, just existing operating expenditures. So those are definitely two areas we're going to be looking at.
We mentioned the 1099 component of the health care law. There's also, of course, the employer mandate if their workforce is large enough. How much is that hindering plans to grow long term, do you think?
Well, it's having a huge impact because these businesses don't know exactly what it is, how much this is going to cost. And again, it's that uncertainty out there. They're just choosing not to hire more people, or they're laying off people to try to come in underneath that cap, or to just save dollars when it comes to what they're going to be forced to pay. That's one of the first hearings we're going to have is the issue of as it pertains to the health care bill and how that affects business, and particularly that 1099. Having to report every expenditure you make out there over $600, it's just going to be a huge paperwork burden for these businesses that don't need that.
We're talking with Missouri Congressman Sam Graves. He's the new chairman of the House Small Business Committee. And Congressman, of course, when the president came in just a couple years ago, there was this massive jobs bill. It was known as the stimulus. And of course, Republicans are largely in consensus that it didn't work. Nobody actually in your party voted for it. While obviously the components would be very different, do you suspect that your committee will be working with some other committees to create some sort of jobs bill? And if so, what do you think would be included?
Well, and that's something that we're taking a look at right now with the Commerce Committee, trying to figure out what it is, if there is any specific legislation or initiative that can be pushed forward, or if we're better off focusing on those things that need to be eliminated or need to be stopped to get government out of the way. You know, we're trying to get a real good handle on the deficit and get that reduced and cut spending. So the last thing we want to do is come up with bills that spend more money. I would rather come up with legislation that eliminates some of the problems out there, that it, and at least those things that are blocking small businesses from moving forward. And that is the direction I would like to take.
In terms of defunding, you mentioned that a moment ago on some of these regulations, given the political realities in the Senate and the White House right now, how big of a fight will that create, and how ready are Republicans to hold the line on that?
Well, this administration is obviously very anti-business, and they do everything they can to try to stifle business. And obviously, we've got at least a House of Representatives that is very pro job creation and pro-business, and that's where job creation comes from. The idea or the notion that the federal government is responsible for job creation is just ridiculous. It's small business out there that's going to create 7 out of every 10 jobs. It's those folks out there that have good ideas that implement them, come up with new businesses or expand existing businesses. You know, those are going to be the policies that are put forth. And this president has signaled that that he's going to be against a lot of the things that that we're going to be pushing. So a lot of that has yet to be seen on just where he's going to fall.
Last question here, Congressman, and it may be a topic we've already covered, but as you talk with the small business owners in your state, and especially during your most recent campaign, was there one overarching idea that they said, Congressman, go back to Washington and do this, and this will be the biggest thing for us?
Yes, it was quit passing things that create headaches for us. Quit passing legislation. Their message to Congress was quit passing legislation that increases our taxes and increases our regulation. That was the biggest thing that I heard from small businesses out there.
Very interesting. Well, you certainly have a very busy 2 years ahead of you. We look forward to visiting with you as events warrant. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. Sam Graves, a congressman from Missouri's 6th Congressional District, chairman of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.